For One Small Step, Brian Feldheiser of Shreveport, Louisiana, and Tim Huck of Bossier City, Louisiana, met online for a One Small Step conversation to discuss their differences in political views and values. But through their exchange, they found areas of common ground.
Why did you want to do this interview today, Tim?
To be able to understand your political views. And secondly, is so that people who hear this interview can understand that two people can actually disagree or be fundamentally different. All of our views can be totally different. We can still respect each other and still be friends. Brian, why did you want to do this interview today?
One of the same reasons as you, Tim. I wanted to show folks that you know, you can have very different views on politics in the world as it is today and still be respectful of the other as a person, and even still have friendships with someone that you might disagree with.
Could you describe in your own words your personal political views or values?
So when I joined the Marine Corps as a young man, I was from a conservative Christian Republican family, and I inherited those values and carried them through my young adult life. Today, I am a bleeding heart, hardcore liberal lefty. And I believe that that love wins, And I don't see that same love from the other side of the aisle.
I could appreciate that statement. And actually would not disagree with it. Some of my values comes from obviously the religious side of it, as far as, you know, abortion would be concerned. The hunter and gun owner side, as far as Second Amendment's concerned, and then financial side, by being in the entrepreneurial area of it. But I get away from my party's views when it comes to socially. I fall more into a probably middle of the road, even to the left. Stay out of people's personal lives. You sin your way, I'm gonna send mine, and we'll, you know, God didn't give me the ability to judge. At what point in your life would you say that you're at the moment where you had your views shaped?
Obviously, war is one of those things that will really make you question all the things that you thought you believed. You know, make the world free for democracy. And then you see what that means in the real cost of blood and treasure. How can we come together after a divisive election this year?
We only come together when we first understand that the election is over. We got to quit being Republicans and Democrats and start being Americans. And then two, the biggest way we come together is starting to hold our own party equally accountable as we hold the other party. And that's tough to do because, you know, I have to look at my house and say my house isn't cleaned and this is wrong with my house before I get to look at your house. And who starts? We pick a side, and then, you know, and then we just point out everything that other people do while we give our own parties free passes. And the only way I believe we come together is to start cleaning our own house also.
I agree with that as well.
StoryCorps' One Small Step is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.